morning. This is B.J. Crocker. Welcome to the T.C. Golden Top 40 Countdown. Today we count down the top 40 songs of September 19, 1968. Some outstanding music. Here's song number 40. Al Wilson, The Snake. Soul City label. That's Al Wilson from Meriden, Mississippi, and The Snake, a Johnny Rivers song. And that's song number 40 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. As you will find, between now and 2 o'clock, 1968 was an excellent year for rock and roll. But it was also another winning year for the songwriting team of Hal David and Burt Bacharach and songstress Dionne Warwick. Song number 39. Who is gonna love me? Dionne Warwick.
Who is gonna love me enough?
The warm and loving sounds of Dionne Warwick. And that was a double-sided hit for her. The flip side, There's Always Something There to Remind Me, was also on Billboard's Hot 100 on September 19th, 1968, down around the 65 position. And moving along with song number 38 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, The Sax of the 60s, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Hip City, Part 2. Yeah, that's Autry DeWalt from South Bend, Indiana, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. They could get that joint jumping in Hip City Part 2. Here's song number 38 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Back in the summer of 68, there was a man from Minnesota who was working on a string of golden hits, and this was his latest release on September 19th, 1968. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Over You.
Why am I losing sleep over you?
To show you how the record-buying public anticipated and watched for a new Gary Puckett and the Union Gap record, that song debuted at number 54 on the Billboard Hot 100 on September 19th, 1968. It's the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown with song number 37 coming right up. Here's a group from Houston, Texas. They're followed to Tighten Up in the summer of 1968. This song got as high as number 9 and was 16 last week. Slips to 37 this week. I Can't Stop Dancing, Archie Bell and the Drells. Can't Stop Dancing. That's Archie Bell and the Drells and song number 37 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. 1967, a pretty explosive year in the American streets, and we were really getting heavy into Vietnam, and people were growing their hair long. We started having these big rock festivals, and there was a group that came along with a song that was banned on many radio stations around the country because of the title. But the song actually had a lot to say. The song was called Give a Damn, Spanky and Our Gang.
If you take the train with me, uptown through misery.
On September 19th, 1968, that song was number 49 on Billboard's Hot 100, 43 the three previous weeks. Spanky was Elaine McFarland. Spanky and Our Gang. Stay in my corner. These are the Dells and song number 36 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. There are many many highly respected groups today on our Top 40 Countdown. Certainly none more respected than the Dells. They played with Count Basie, and I was reading where they once got a 12-minute standing ovation at a Carnegie Hall concert with Count Basie. The Dells stay in my corner there, and their other big hit, Oh What a Night, which was a hit in the 50s and again in the late 60s. Stay in My Corner got as high as number 10. It's number 36 this week on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Now, here's a song that is just bubbling under our Top 40 this week that is sure to be a big hit for a guy by the name of Derek. Do you remember Cinnamon? Let me in. That's a good tune. We're going to get you going here on this Saturday morning. Bubbling below our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown this week, Derek and Cinnamon Let Me In. We're counting down the top 40 songs of September 19th, 1968. Song number 35 is next. And what do you know? Gary Lewis and the Playboys have song number 35 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Sealed with a Kiss. 14 weeks on the survey now, 25 last week, 35 this week.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer.
Gary Lewis went into the service, into the Army in 1966 for a couple of years, and that was the hit he had about the time he was getting out in the summer of 1968. Sealed with a Kiss, originally done by Brian Hyland in 62. The Gary Lewis version reached as high as number 19. It's number 35 this week in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here's song number 34. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with a special occasion. Smokey Robinson, who put the Miracles together at age 12, and whose fortunes rose with that of Berry Gordy of Motown Records. It was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with that Tamla label that got Berry Gordy on the big start with Motown. And that song, Special Occasion, is song number 34 this week. It was 37 the past 2 weeks. 1968 was a big year for Motown and the funky stuff. Some good new rock and roll groups will be heard a little way down the line here. Some British groups still to come here in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And 1968 was also a big year for bubblegum. The Ohio Express. Song number 33. Down at Lulu's. If you like the Ohio Express, you'll want to stick around for the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. They will be heard a little later on today. That's another Cassinet's Cats song, the Ohio Express on the Buddha label, and they certainly sold a lot of records there in 67, 68, 69. The tradition of those fine vocal groups of the late 50s and early 60s, like the Four Lads and the Kingston Trio, the Letterman from Pittsburgh. No kidding, Pittsburgh. These are the Vogues in song number 32. There's someone walking behind you. 1968, the big year for the Vogues. Turn around, look at me. On the charts now for 15 weeks. Last week, number 15. This week, number 32. That song did get as high as number 7. And the Vogues' follow to that song is to be heard a little later today in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Let's move up a notch now to song number 31. It's the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, and his famous Flames. Ah! From the ghettos of Macon, Georgia, that's James Brown with his famous Flames, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. 31 last week, 31 this week, that song did get as high as number 16. You know, James Brown was at the Caboose, when was that, maybe about 3 months ago? Had him on the air here for an hour, TC. That man is moving just as fast as he was 20 years ago. The classic instrumental for the late 1960s. Mason Williams, classical dance. A song you would have liked to have seen make number one, got as high as number two, Mason Williams and Classical Gas. I can remember seeing him do that show, do that song on the Glenn Campbell show. You talk about a couple of guitar players, Mason Williams and Glenn Campbell doing Classical Gas. Classical Gas, song number 30 this week. Song number 29 is an original, Indian Reservation. Don Fartum, The Lament of the Cherokee, 29. Paul Revere, if you're listening, I want you to know that you were one of my first loves. And I know you had your biggest hit. You sold 3 million copies with your version of Indian Reservation. But I like the original better.
I didn't mean it.
Give me the whip. Yeah, Paul Revere and the Raiders sold a lot more copies of that record, but the original was by Don Fartum, The Lament of the Cherokee, Indian Reservation, 59 last week on Billboard's Hot 100, 29 this week. It got as high as number 20. Now, song number 28 has disappeared into music's black hole, Love Makes a Woman. I would have liked to have heard that one by Barbara Acklin, but we just could not stumble onto that one this week. This man was voted one of the top five male vocalists of 1968. O.C. Smith, Little Green Apples.
Little green apples, it don't rain, and Indianapolis in the summertime.
Little Green Apples by O.C. Smith was eventually a number two song. That's another one that you... Doggone it, why didn't it make number one? But it did get as high as number two. And now let's move along to song number 26. From England. The Who? The Who. Magic Bus. Thought by some to be the world's best rock and roll band, The Who, once turned down by the Beatles recording company, EMI. That's a Pete Townsend song. Townsend, Daltrey, Entwistle, and Keith Moon, who has drummed himself into another existence now. And Magic Bus was 26 last week. It's number 26 this week. We've got another classic group right around the corner here on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Acknowledged to be possibly the best group in the world in terms of musicianship in the year 1966. A group that would change the course of rock and roll. A group appropriately named Cream. Classic group, Cream, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker. That song, Sunshine of Your Love, was released twice. Early in 1968, it hit number 36. This time around, late in 68, it was on the charts for 26 weeks, and as of this point anyway, and got as high as number 5. Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. And if you have a Cream album, I tell you, find yourself a bank vault and lock it up. That is, unless you still play it every day. Disraeli Gears was voted by most the number one album of the year, 1968. And, geez, there were other good ones, too, like Fresh Cream, Wheels of Fire. I start foaming at the mouth when I start thinking about the days of Cream. And we're going to go now to one of the top television shows of 1968, which, I guess was probably the spinoff for a lot of things you see, especially in ABC these days. You remember Love American Style, right? Oh, we're going to get to that later. Right now, we're going to play the Cow Seals and Poor Baby.
Something always bringing you down.
'67 and '68, the big years for the Cow Seals. That song, not actually one of their bigger hits, but it was one that I bought and took home and played over and over and over and over again. I'm sure you did that a few times yourself. I played it again and again until my mother finally admitted she liked it.